strength which I don't have. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary, Jesus. Pure and holy. Tried and true. With thanksgiving. Be a living sanctuary for you.
Lead me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lead me on, Lord, from temptation. Purify me from within. Spirit, take away all my sin. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy, tried and true. Sanctuary for
one more time. Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary, Lord. Pure and holy, right and true. With thanksgiving.
Glory, hallelujah.
God be the glory. God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. For the
to the high.
one.
God that speaks so much better things. And you'll be blowing all the blood
that gives me strength from day to day. Each and every
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, had it not been for the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord,
Amen.
We do not know where some of us would be tonight, Lord.
Amen.
But somehow, Father, from before the foundation of the world, you knew us and you loved us. Lord, so much so that, Lord, when sin came in and separated us from you, you sent your Son, Lord, that he could shed his own blood,
Hallelujah.
Father, for me. For
Amen.
My brethren that I'm standing with here, Lord.
Amen.
Father, what a thing that you did on that day on Calvary. That, Father, instead of me walking up to that place,
Hallelujah.
Lord, to pay the price for my sin, Lord, oh God, you took it upon yourself, Lord. And you had to humble yourself even to the death of a cross, Lord, because of your great love for me and for my
Hallelujah.
Brethren. We are so thankful tonight, Lord. There's no amount of suffering in this world, Lord, that could ever, ever, Lord, Father, take us away from that love. Father, there's just nothing,
Hallelujah.
Lord, in this world that could come our way to discourage us, Lord, from saving you, Lord. For we love you because of your great love. Lord, even as we gather in this hour of prayer that is before us, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would draw near unto us tonight, O God. For we know not how we ought to pray, but we ask
Amen.
For your Spirit, Lord, that it may anoint every lip that shall pray. Lord, every lip that shall sing, let it be you praying through us, Lord, on our behalf. Let it be you singing the songs of Zion.
Amen.
O God, we stand against the powers of darkness, Lord, tonight. If there be any, Lord, that are troubled by depression, by things, Lord, that draw us back from worshiping you, we rebuke them spirits, Lord, and we stand firm on the ground that you have given
Amen.
Us, Lord, that we may
Hallelujah.
Worship you, Lord, that we may bring heaven tonight, that it may kiss with earth, Lord. Father, let there
Amen.
Be something that will move in the heavens. Lord, let there be something that will move in our hearts, O God. Father, that there may be a free way for your Spirit to operate, O God. We commit our brother leading in song. Lord, use him mightly
Amen.
This night, Lord. Let it not be him, but Lord, let your hands, Lord, take over him, Lord, to play the guitar. Let it be you singing and leading us, Father, for you are the captain, Lord, of the mighty, mighty, mighty war, O God, that is going on. Father, you are our leader.
Amen.
Let it be, O Father, that we all submit to you tonight, Father. Even as we commit our brother Maxwell to you, I pray that you touch him. I pray
Amen.
You strengthen him. Oh God, we'll let it be you speaking through his voice, oh God. And our brethren that are not here, Father, we commit them to you also. Bless them, watch over each and every one of them, Father. We commit every plans that are to be taking place over the weekend, the work in Carlo, Lord, the meeting in Balbriggan, Lord, even the Sunday meeting here, Lord. We just want for you to have your way with us, oh God. Bless Amen. Us tonight, Father.
Hallelujah.
We are under great expectations to hear from you, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen.
It's hard to resist singing that song had it not been when the brother, the way he was praying, had it not been for the blood of Calvary. Amen. Let's sing that song while Brother Eli will take our offering and then we'll carry on from there. And I think Brother Nat has a testimony to give. Amen. Just suppose we search through heaven, couldn't find one worthy to be. The sweet sacrifice that was needed.
Hallelujah!
To buy eternal life for you. That it not be, will it not be for a place come on Calvary? That it not be for the old bargain? Had it not be, had it not be for a man called Jesus? And forever my soul would be lost.
Aren't you glad tonight?
He's willing to drink that.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, we pray, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels. Take the nails from his hands then.
Oh, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad tonight?
Had it not been for a place come on Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a place for Jesus, and forever my soul.
One more time, I'm so glad. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad he was willing to take that day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we prayed, Father, let it pass.
Let it pass from me, Lord.
I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels to take the nails for me, hands that set me.
Oh, had it not been, had it not been for a place home on Calvary,
had it not been for the old rugged,
for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man.
Oh, Jesus, and forever my soul would be lost.
Thank you, Jesus, for Calvary.
Amen.
Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your redemption to our hearts, O Lord. That's why we are acknowledging it in our lives and singing to your glory, O Lord. Bless now this tithe and offering that your children have given, O Lord. We know it's not because they are in abundance that they have given, but it's because of the love they have for you, O Lord. See our needs, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
As a church. See our needs as families. See our needs as individuals, O Lord. And look upon them, O Lord, and provide
Amen.
For us, O Lord. We commit now the remainder of the service into your hand. Bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Brannett will just give a testimony. Amen.
Saints. Praise God. I'm compelled to give this testimony. Some few weeks back, about 3 weeks back at work, I had an incident, and I was called up to the manager's office, and there was a disciplinary committee which I attended. And after that, I received a letter from the company that I was given 7 days dismissal notice. That was about 4 weeks ago. And I trusted in God because I know that my Lord will not leave me standing, you know. So I think the next week I came up after service and the pastor prayed. I told him what happened. And I appealed the decision. And today I went for the appeal this morning. And after the appeal, they told me I will hear from them in 7 days' time. But just before, as I was getting ready for service, I got a call that I won the appeal.
Amen. The job is bad. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Brother David Jr., Sister Lillian, let's sing our brother a nice song. It's a song we all, Brother Mazua taught us this song. We've been practicing it hard, and we all know it, especially the youth. It's not form, it's not fashion. Amen. It's salvation sent from God, and it suits me fine. It is old, but it's new. It's powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad for this Holy Ghost is genuine. Amen. But we said here. Amen. So please join in. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we go.
It's not form, it's not fashion. It's salvation sent from God, and it suits me fine. It is old, but it's new. It is powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine.
It's not form, it's not form,
it's not form,
it's not fashion,
it's not fashion. It's salvation sent from God, and it suits me fine. It is old, yet it's new. It is powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine. On the day of Pentecost, they assembled quite a few. But the most important thing was soon to come. Then from heaven God descend, like a mighty rushing wind. Then they found the Holy Ghost so genuine. It's not form,
it's not form,
it's not fashion,
it's not fashion.
It's salvation sent from God, and it suits me fine. It is old, but it's new. It is powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine. Skeptics standing by, what does this mean, they cry. Can't you see the way you Pentecostals act? Peter reasoned in that day, and he hastened them to say, we want this Holy Ghost so genuine. It's not for
world,
it's not fashion, it's salvation sent from God, and it suits me fine. It is old, but it's new. It is powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine.
Amen.
If the devil has you bound and he's turning you around, there's just one way a soul can be set free.
Hallelujah.
Oh, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your Holy Ghost will come so genuine.
Oh, let's stand and sing. It's not form.
It's not form.
It's not form.
It's not fashion.
It's not fashion.
salvation.
If salvation sent from God and it sets me fine. It is all that is good. It is powerful, yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine.
One more time, the devil got you bound.
If the devil has you bound and he's running you around, there's just one way a soul can be set free.
We can be set free.
Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then the Holy Ghost will come so genuine.
It's not foam.
It's not foam.
It's not foam.
It's not passion. It's salvation sent from God and it suits me fine. It is old but it's new. It is powerful yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost.
One more time, it's not foam, hallelujah.
It's not foam.
It's not foam.
It's not fashion. It's salvation sent from God and it suits me fine. It is old but it's new. It's so powerful yet it's true. I'm so glad this Holy Ghost is genuine.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And let's sing that song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing it the way we sang last week, the way our brother taught us. Amen. Blessed, was it C? C, yeah? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Gate of salvation, purchased of God. Born of his spirit, washed in. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. This is my story. Oh yes, my song. Praising my Savior. Oh, the love, the face of mission. Visions of rapture, now burst on my side. Oh, angels, what is the need? Oh, bringing the fire. Oh, yeah, echoes of mercy, whispers. Oh, this is my story. Oh, yes, oh, yes, my soul. This is my story. Oh yes, my soul praising my Savior. Oh, the law, perfect submission. Holy is at rest. I in my Savior, my Savior, am happy and blessed. Look, oh, looking above, filled with his goodness and lasting. Oh, this is my story. My story.
Let's sing that song. We're going to stay under the blood, where we can give him a good kick. Amen. Where we have power. Amen. I was feeling down, but I'm happy. I was depressed, but I'm happy. Honestly, in the presence of the saints. I'm going to stay. Don't you want to stay? Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right under his blood. Where the devil can. Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right. Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right. Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right under his blood. Where the devil can. Where he'll do me no harm. He'll do me no harm. He can touch me under the blood. Oh, I'm no harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm. I'm no harm. He'll do me no harm. Oh, blue devil. Oh, I'm no harm, no harm. I'm gonna stay. Lord, that place of safety. Stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Amen. Let's sing that song, All Is Well. When we sing like that, then we say, hey, so my condition, oh, under the blood, he knows. But I sit under the blood, he knows. It's okay. Every circumstance, it makes sense. When I'm singing, this is my story, this is my song. Let's sing, All Is Well, All Is Well. We have heard the message, Shalom. All is well. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message, Shalom. All is well. There is a place, a perfect place, behind the inner veil. So rest, my best, for all is well.
well with you today?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We've had a message. Praise God. That has what? Transform us from the power of darkness. Amen. Has brought us from that darkness. And now it has all transformed us into what? Into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that even in this time, when all things look like Noah's day, when wickedness was so great among the people, even Lord's day, we see it today. But yet, all is well somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
When Egypt was burning, when Egypt, it was all cry, every home, because of what? The angel of death.
Hallelujah.
But around somewhere, oh, praise the Lord,
Amen.
All was well there.
Amen.
Goshen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank the Lord that even this evening, all is well somewhere.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord that we are in that place.
Amen.
We have become that place, like we heard last Wednesday. Not that we are at that place, but we have become that place.
Amen.
Praise God. How many love him? Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you. Let's all pray and say, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you that, Lord, your grace, Lord Jesus, oh, had brought us this far, Lord. The prophet you have given to us in these last days. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are thankful of God. We were lost. We were groping in darkness. We were in a muddy place. But your grace, oh, came looking for us. Your grace came searching for us. Oh, you came to us. We never choose you. But you chose us. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Father, we appreciate you. We give glory to you, Lord Jesus, for this grace. I can look back, Lord, I see my own life. And what you have done in this day, Lord, in my life. Oh, if you have not come my way, where would I would be? If you had not come my way, Lord. I thank you, the Lord Jesus, who came my way. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you, the Lord Jesus. You came my way, Lord. I thank you that your grace has been so sufficient, Lord. I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus, we just give you all the glory and honor to you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you that even before the foundation of the world, Lord, you chose us, O God. You predestinated us.
Amen.
To be conformed unto the image of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, the Lord. This grace has transformed us, Lord, by your message, O God. And Father, today, we can say it is not by our own might, not by our own wisdom, not by all that, Lord, what we know, but that same grace, Lord Jesus. And Father, it is never our own perfection.
Hallelujah.
the truth, the Lord Jesus, your word of God. And Father, what you did on the Calvary, amen. Lord Jesus, it has taken away every false Lord in us. And Father, you have made us even to sit in high places in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for even this evening, Lord, many mercies you have given to us from our various homes, Lord. Father, even as we have come, Lord, we come with all humility. And we believe the Lord Jesus once again. Oh, as you stand in the midst of your church, Lord, we will never go back the same. So, Lord, we open our hearts now tonight, Lord, that you speak to us, O God. And Father, when we leave here, O Lord Jesus, we know that, Lord, we are carrying something. Oh, that will be part of our life, O God. We thank you. We give glory to you. Bless your word, O Lord. Bless our pastor, Lord. He wasn't able to come. Lord Jesus, we pray that, O God, you be with him, Lord. And even as many of our brethren also that weren't able to come, Lord, because of job and other things, Lord, reach them wherever they are. And bless them also. We thank you for healing our precious sister, Angel. Amen. And Father, we thank you that as many that we prayed for yesterday, also, last Wednesday, we believe the Lord, all have received their blessings, O God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God, Richie, bless you for coming. And Pastor just called me in the afternoon and just told me that something has happened in their working place. All their computers are just blocked up. So he had been called an emergency call to come and give hands. So if I could just give myself and prepare for tonight. Thank the Lord. It's not me, it's him. And we shall continue with let's go on to perfection. Praise the Lord. Let's go on to perfection. So, let's read our text. Matthew 5:48. The Lord expects us to do something. And that's what we are going to do. We are going to read. He said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Amen. And then Hebrews 6:1-3. "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let's go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on hands, and of resurrection of the dead." He said, "And this we will do if God permits." And then let's continue with verse 4. "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." Heavenly Father, it takes Lord Jesus, you, the author of your word of God, to bring the understanding of this. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you spoke through our prophet, Lord. And today, Lord Jesus, we can say, Lord, we understand your word of God. Father, bless your word tonight and make it a living bread to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen. Yes, as we heard yesterday, last Wednesday, Yes, it is true. The question of could we be perfect? Yes, we can be perfect. Amen. Because we saw in the scripture, we saw in the word, people like us. Amen. Who walked on earth here? The Bible says they were perfect. We talked about Noah, whom the word says in his generation, he was perfect. He walked with God. And then we called Job, whom we all know also. The scripture says he's a man that was what? Upright and perfect. One that feared God and eschewed what? Evil. Praise the Lord. Then we saw our father Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God spoke to him when he was 75 years that come out from your people. And he obeyed. And he promised him that you will be the father of many nations. Yet he had not even one child. And when he was 99 years, God came to repeat the same covenant with him. Oh, my. 24 years waiting and nothing. I've not heard anything from you. My wife is still the same. Then you come and repeat the same thing to me. And we were looking at it that, look, Abraham had every human reasoning within him to have questioned God in his heart. That, Lord, for how long? For how long? He could have questioned God in his heart, not from his lips. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God would have known it.
Amen.
Because when Sarah laughed in her heart, God said, why Sarah laughed? And so if Abraham had what? Questioned God in his heart, God would have known it.
Amen.
And so all these 24 years he was walking in the presence of God. Because God told him that Abraham, walk before me and be perfect.
Amen.
And 24 years he was walking in the presence of him. And now the promise you promised me 24 years and nothing, I've heard nothing from you. No change. And you still come and repeat the same thing. He had every reason, human reasoning. We were looking at it last Wednesday. Human reasoning. My brother, my sister, if we want to be perfect, because the scripture says, Jesus is what? Admonishing us that be ye perfect.
Amen.
As your Father is perfect.
Amen.
And the prophet said the only thing that we can stand before God, the only thing that we can stand before God is perfection.
Amen.
Because he himself is
Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But that human reason, no, sir. But what the scripture said, when he had repeated the covenant again, the scripture says Abraham fell upon his face and worshipped God.
Amen.
Amen. We're talking about what? You want to be perfect. So we need to follow the ways of those that the scripture was able to say that they were perfect. Praise God. The same thing applied to what? Job. After all his properties had been what? Stolen and destroyed and everything. Then to add what? More into his injury. Another messenger came that all your seven sons, they are dead. Praise the Lord. Job had every human reasoning in him to have said, but God asked for this one. Why? Why? You've taken everything that I have. Now my children, my sons, seven sons, you've taken them away. Why? But no, sir. The scripture said what? Job rent his clothes, shaved his head, amen, and fell upon his face and worship God.
Amen.
So I come naked and naked will I go.
Amen.
You gave and you have taken away. Glory be to your name.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Oh, praise the Lord. We are looking at people that lead a perfect life before the Lord. So my brethren, let's watch that in human reasoning. When we are, no matter the trial or the testing you are going through, never reason against God. If you want to what? Be perfect before Him. Because even in your heart, He knows it. You cannot hide it from Him. Praise the Lord. So let's watch it. In any situation that you find yourself, never question God. Because it is in His divine program. And all things will work together for good for you and me. Because He has no what? Any evil thoughts against us. So whatever we are going through, it is what according to His divine program, divine purpose that He has already ordained before the foundation of the world for you and me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You want to be perfect before Him. Praise God. And so, the prophet said, friends, let us go on to perfection. Said, we are without excuse today. We have no excuse. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, the God of heaven had appeared in these last days and is doing the very same things He did when He was on earth here. Oh, praise the Lord. Is it true that He has appeared to us in this our day? Oh, yes. The scripture says it. In this same Hebrews that we are studying, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it said, God in sundry times, praise the Lord, spoke to the fathers. Amen. By the prophets. He spoke to them, the fathers, He spoke to them by the prophets. See? Some of the prophets received their message through the whirlwind. Some received it through what? The burning bush. Some received it through what? The still small voice. God speaking to what? Speaking to the fathers through the prophets. But verse 2, he says, but in these last days, oh, praise the Lord. In these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
Amen.
And who is His Son? Who is that Son? God Himself, tabernacle in a man.
Amen.
Deity. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He has spoken to us, God Himself, in these last days. That's what the scripture is saying. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And so the message we have received from the prophet of this our day, my brother, my sister, is not man.
Amen.
It's not man.
Amen.
I want to hear amen.
Amen.
It's not man.
Amen.
It's God. Because when any time it comes to the question of what? Salvation, God Himself has to come down.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So He said in these verses, God, the God of heaven has appeared in these verses and He's doing the very same thing that He did when He was on earth here. And He said, in the Bible, you as a class, you know that we have taken miracle by miracle and sign by sign and wonder by wonder what He did with the children in the wilderness. So the things and the signs He did, He's doing the same thing today.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even He's talking about what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. Amen. He's doing the same thing. When they left Egypt. We heard of what? The pillar of cloud when the enemies were coming in like a flood. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That pillar of cloud had to go behind and raise a standard.
Amen.
And today, if God is to reveal to us the number of times, amen, standards are being raised behind us to protect us, my brother, we will stay here the whole night and worship him and praise him.
Amen.
Oh, yes. If we, God would just let us know every minute, every second,
Amen.
The Spirit's raising standards
Amen.
To protect us.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Our God, He is good. Every hour,
Amen.
Every minute, every second, His eye is upon us.
Amen.
His Spirit is standing for us.
Amen.
He's doing the same thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when even there was no way for them to go through. Oh, the pillar of fire in this day. We have seen the pillar of fire in this day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Where there was no way, He made a way.
Amen.
How many times? Sometimes things look so difficult, you cannot even imagine it. Yet, my brother, my sister, one time in your life, the Lord has made a way for you. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He has never changed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even when they entered into what? Into the wilderness. They were dying. No water. They couldn't get water to drink. Praise the Lord. And the prophet was saying that they were running from one man-made well to another man-made well.
Amen.
And everywhere, wherever they go, it was empty. Dried. Are you understanding it?
Yes.
They were moving from one system to another system and they were dried up.
Amen.
That was you and me.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It wasn't just one day we got seated here. Look at where we have been going up and down.
Amen.
Oh, dry places. Everywhere we go, we see the place dry.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See the grace of God. We've been to the system of Presbyterian, system of Catholic, system of all those places. Couldn't get what? The satisfaction.
Amen.
Because what is inside here, what God has placed here, the test that He has placed in you and me, it has to take what? The right word, water, to quench that taste.
Amen.
That test. We were running up and down. Amen.
Amen.
But He said, there was a rock, the most unusual place in the desert place. The most unusual. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at where you are seated. As what? The place of worship, and compare it to some other places of worship. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Unusual place. That's where life is.
Amen.
That's where the word of God is what?
Amen.
It's coming, flowing
Amen.
Freely.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That rock is still in our midst.
Amen.
And that rock was Christ.
Amen.
Pouring what? Freely.
Amen.
His word of life unto us. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
We were going left and right, off here, there. Amen. We never got any satisfaction.
Amen.
But now, can something God get you out from here? I want to know if there is there is any message that can take you out from here. Amen.
Amen.
The rock that followed them was Christ. Praise the Lord. And it sustained the people that were dying. We were dying spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
But now we have passed from death unto life because we have received the word of life. Praise the Lord. So the prophet is saying, let us go unto what? Unto perfection. Amen. We wasted our time running from system unto system, from man-made worlds, man-made churches. But today, we have found him.
Amen.
By his grace. Amen. He said, here is the word, vindicated it. Amen. Here is the Spirit of God to do the same thing. So, we are without excuse. Amen.
Amen.
We are without what? Excuse. So, let us read verse 4 and 6 again. Said, Hebrews 6, 4 and 6. Said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly games and were partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We know the world to come.
Amen.
That new Jerusalem. Praise God. The powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Hallelujah.
Now the prophet is saying, now I know what you legalists have got in your mind right now. Because this scripture, it has been what? They've turned it other way around. But we have a prophet who has given us the real meaning, amen, of this scripture. So he said, now I know you legalists have got in your mind right now, but you are wrong. See? All right. I stand on this. And the Bible confirms it, that if God ever saved a man, he is saved for time and eternity.
Amen.
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 Amen. Ah, I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
You are saved
amen.
From time to eternity.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, it's great to be what? To be in the hands of him.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to him. He said, you can't make it say anything else.
Hallelujah.
You can't. He said, some fundamentalist came to me not long ago and said, I got you now. I got one on you, Preacher Branham. I got one on you. He said, if a man was saved, he could never be lost. And then the prophet said, that's what God said. That's what God said. He's not saying that that's what I'm saying. He said, that's what God said. Praise the Lord. Then the man said, I want to ask you something. Saul, he was a prophet, and he prophesied. And you know he was God's anointed, because the Bible said he was. And he committed suicide, and he was lost. What about that? Praise the Lord. Because he said, now see the way how he put it. He said, Saul was a prophet. He prophesied. And you know, he was God's anointed. And the Bible said he was. Then he committed suicide. And he was lost. So what about that? But you say that what whom God has saved, he has saved what? To from time to eternity.
Amen.
So what about this? What about Saul case? Amen. And I said, he was. He said, the Bible declares he was saved.
Amen.
See, after he became an enemy to God, he was still saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
After he became an enemy to God, he was still saved.
Right.
And we all know that all the problem of Saul was what? Disobedience. Brethren, let's watch it.
Amen.
All about Saul was all disobedient. Amen. God said, go, destroy everything. But what happened? He went and spared Agag.
Amen.
And took what? Some clothes and other things that, see, no, sir. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. You are bringing those things to sacrifice unto me. I said, destroy them!
Amen.
See, disobedience.
Amen.
And another time, when they were going to war, they were going to battle. All the time, the prophet has to come and what? Offer sacrifice before the children of God will go on to what? Into war or to that battle. And now, Saul was waiting for the prophet Samuel. Samuel was not coming. And he saw the enemy approaching, gathering themselves together. My, is the battle yours?
No.
No, sir.
Amen.
God's command is what? Must be what? Must be obeyed.
Amen.
So, wait is... Saul looked at the whole scene and said, no, I had to do this sacrifice myself. If not, the enemy will attack us whilst we have not yet given the sacrifice to God. So that was not his place. See? He was a king. You are not a prophet. That wasn't his place. And he went ahead to do what? A sacrifice. Immediately, he just set the fire. Look at the prophet coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, Saul, what are you doing? He said, we've been waiting for you. And you know, the enemy also is gathering themselves towards us. So I decided, okay. Saul, Samuel turned to go. And we all know the story.
That's
right. He went holding on to what? Samuel's clothes. And he tore it into his hands. So that's the way how Israel have been torn away from you. So it was by disobedience. So let's watch it. So the prophet was saying that, yes, Saul, he became what? An enemy to God, yet he was saved. Amen.
Amen.
Very strong. The Bible said he was. After all, he did not commit suicide. In the first place, that's even what the prophet, that he committed suicide. The prophet was putting things right, that he didn't commit suicide.
Amen.
But what happened? He said it is true that Saul fell on his own spear. But he never died.
Amen.
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 He fell upon his own sword, but he never died. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You want to kill yourself? God said, that's not, I won't kill you. What about that? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said it was a Philistine that came and saw him and then smote him. And he said that very Philistine, David made sure that he got a hold of that man and killed him also.
Amen.
So in the first place, Saul never committed what? Suicide.
Amen.
He was killed by someone else. And so, before Saul died, when things were not going well for him, what did he do? He went to see the witch at Endor to call the spirit of Samuel. He said, because he said he couldn't get dreams from God anymore. He couldn't hear from God. His prayers never been answered. Prophets or no one tells him anything. He will go and stand before the Urim and talk, but the Urim will not what? Answer anything. He will tell the Urim, this is what I want to do, but it will not flash. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
The Urim is the vest that Aaron wears, which has what? The 12 marbles, different types. Praise the Lord. Different marbles. 12, representing what? The 12 tribes of Israel. And in those days, if a prophet says he has had a vision or a dream, he will go because the Urim is hanged on a pole. And he will go and narrate his vision unto the Urim or his dream. And if the Urim, the marbles started what? Flashing. Oh, praise the Lord. Then it means it is from God. And so they had to what? They had to take heed to it. But if there is no light, you that prophet, you are lying. My brother, oh, praise the Lord. Today we can lie anyhow we want. Praise the Lord. Today we can just lie anyhow. Those days, brother. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
What you are saying? Okay, let's go to the Urim. Say it, let's see. Praise the Lord. And then you see yourself, no light. You say, hey! You are lying, eh? Praise the Lord. So Saul will go and stand before the Urim. Lord, I want to do this, this, that, that, that. No light. Praise God. So he said, all right, okay, now I will go and see the witch in Endor. So he went and asked the witch to call the spirit of what? The prophet is proving that Saul was not lost.
That's right.
So he went to the witch of Endor and he called the spirit of Samuel. And when the spirit of Samuel came, even Samuel rebuked him that, why have you disturbed my word, my rest? So, oh, it's all because this time the Urim doesn't what? Speak to me anymore. Doesn't answer me. So that's why I came in here to what? To ask you, even from where you are, that you tell me something. Praise the Lord. It was that time he was going to that battle. And Samuel told him, look, this battle that you are going, you will not come back again. And so tomorrow, you will be with me here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet told the man, what about that? Do you want to tell me that Samuel also was lost? The Bible said, Samuel told Saul, tomorrow by now, you will be with me where I am. Oh, praise the Lord. You see how the prophet proved that Saul was not lost.
Yes.
Amen. He asked him, Samuel, are you sure? Samuel, is it Samuel also lost? Oh, no. And then Samuel told Saul that tomorrow by now you will be with me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See? Was resting at what? A place, a paradise. Said the prophet said they were under the blood of the bulls and goats. So they were resting at that time. But today it's not there because of what? Christ had made everything now perfect. Now we are not on that. Now let's move on. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet is saying that, maintaining that whomever is what? Saved. It is what? Time and eternity. Amen. Nothing can change it anymore.
Amen.
Oh, don't you love that?
Amen.
Mm. I love it really good. Amen. So now, talking about perfection, you see. He said, some other people, see. He said, you can, see, so you can be all worked up in emotion. By speaking in tongues, shouting, jerking and shaking, running up and down the aisles. He said, that's nothing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But he said, it's okay, it's good. But that's the showing that you are what? You are perfect or you are saved. Amen. He said, you can make yourself believe that you are saved when you are not. See? He said, your life will prove what you are. Because Jesus said, it will be by the fruits that you shall know them.
Amen.
Amen. So your life will prove whether you are saved or not. Amen.
Amen.
Says someone will say, okay, I won't open my mouth at all and talk so that I will not what, hurt someone. But he said, that also will not work.
Amen.
It is always what Jesus said, that the fruits will determine. So he said, all these workups and emotion and joining a church, you say, okay, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I got it. He said, that also doesn't mean nothing.
Amen.
Though our baptism, everything is okay. Huh? But it doesn't, that's not the answer that you are saved. Or you have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, moving forward 3 times and backwards 3 times, that you haven't got it. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. He said, Paul said, let's go on to perfection. Now, we are talking about perfection. And if we will run this down, you will find that the perfected is the elected. Amen.
Amen.
The perfected are the elected.
Amen.
And we know that that's the love of God. Because he said the love of God is what? Election. The love of God is election. So you see how the love of God, oh, my brother, my sister, had been our great portion.
Amen.
Because we know that we are the elect of him. He said, it is the elect who God, before the foundation of the world, seen every one of you. And he sent Jesus to redeem that people. Not the whole world. See? Only to redeem the elect. But he said, he wanted to save the whole world, because that's what the scripture says. Amen. That God was not willing, or is not willing, that anyone should perish. But that we would come unto what? Repentance. That's the will of God. But meanwhile, yes,
the word will come. But he said, only those who have the ears will hear. That's why I said, those that have ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto what? Unto the churches. Yes, the word comes. Everyone hears it. My brother, all of us seated here, all of us are hearing the word of God. But brethren, let us make sure, praise the Lord, that what we hear, we live it. That it will be seen in our lives. That will prove that you are elected. Amen. You are perfect. Because he said the perfect is the elected. Amen. So, we all know that Jesus Christ himself said, a little while, the world will not see me, but ye will see me. Because I will come and I will be with you and even in you. Amen. So it's no more you. That's what we heard last Wednesday. That now you become a place. Not you have come to a place, but you yourself become a place. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You yourself become a place. Amen. That where sin is dead. And all desires is what? Finished. It's gone. He said, he takes away all your self-righteousness. That he may establish himself in what? In you. And so, he said, he sent Christ to come and redeem that people. Not the whole world, though he wanted to. But they will not hear, you see. But he had to make a way for those people. And the only way he could do was to send Christ. That he might come and save us from our sins. And those who had been elected, he will bring them unto him in glory. Amen. So, the perfected are the elected. Amen. And we are perfected.
Amen.
Because Christ, he offered that one sacrifice for once. Mm. And perfected all.
Amen.
And those he perfected are the weak people. The very people that he said will hear my word. Amen. He that heareth him that sent me, he has what? The prophet asks, he has what? Life forever. Huh? Is it life forever? No, sir. But has what? Eternal life. Because last Wednesday we saw that forever has a time period. Forever will surely come to an end. And so hell is forever. So hell will what? Come to an end. But eternity, eternal, will never, ever come to an end. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, Christ died to save those who God, by foreknowledge, elected to meet him yonder without what? Without spot. Or wrinkle. Before the foundation of the world, he saw you in glory. Hey. My. But look at the table, my handkerchief is there. Inside. Oh, I will send it even to Brother Max. God bless you. See? Said Christ died to save those who God by foreknowledge elected to meet him yonder without spot, wrinkle. Before the foundation of the world, he saw you in glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. before the foundation, he saw you and me in glory.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
He saw you in glory. That's what the Bible said. Amen. In Ephesians 1:5. Let's read it. Ephesians 1:5. The other day, Brother Eli was using that scripture. Ephesians. Ephesians 1. Said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. He has his own will. And that his will is to save you and me. He saw you in glory. That is the purpose that was in him. It was a good pleasure to him to have you. Amen. Amen. To fellowship with you.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister, we must glory. We must glory. We must thank the Lord that it is his good pleasure. He so much love toward have fellowship with you. Because we lost that fellowship. Amen. We all know what was happening in the Garden of Eden before the sin came in. That same fellowship, he wants to take us back to that place. It is his will.
Amen.
Good pleasure within him. Oh, to have fellowship with you. Amen. So he said, now, if God did that, predestinated us before the foundation of the world, and knew every one of us by name before the foundation of the world, and he elected us to eternal life and sent Jesus Christ to redeem us, that 6,000 years ago, he saw us that we might appear to his praise in glory. How can you ever be lost?
Amen.
Amen. He saw you in glory.
Amen.
So how are you going to get lost? Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, if you are saved, you are saved. If God saves you tonight, knowing he is going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own purpose. Because it was his good will, good pleasure, his will,
amen,
to have you in fellowship. Praise the Lord. And so how can he save you tonight? Knowing very well that in 10 years' time he's going to lose you. No, sir. Then what's the need of saving you? Because every word, everything of God is what? Is eternal. Amen.
Amen.
And nothing can change it, my brother. He said if he does that, then he's defeating his own word, his own purpose. So the infinite, mighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom God doesn't know enough then.
Hallelujah.
When it comes to that, then he doesn't know enough. He doesn't know whether you hold out or you won't hold out, you see. That's not God. Amen. But he's God. He knows everything. God knows what he's doing. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, the prophet was asking, just imagine now, let's sit down ourselves and begin to ask, but what was in me at all God saw? That he so much had to die for me. This painful death. Praise the Lord. But brother, these are some of the things sometimes when you get before you get yourself into prayer, you begin to ask yourself all these questions. Say, Lord, what did you see in me? What did you see in me? What thing I did that was so good that, Lord, you've made me to hear this message, to save me. Oh, my brother, my sister, you will appreciate him.
Amen.
In your prayer. Amen. Sometimes ask, sit down and ask some of these questions. Amen. You appreciate him in your prayer. You see how you are connected to him in prayer.
Amen.
Yes, my brother, my sister, sometimes ask it. Looking at your own self. So the prophet was asking here, said, who was Abraham? Well, let's get to him for a few minutes. He said, who was he that God should call? Who was Abraham at all that God should call? Huh? Abraham was what? Part of that people that said they will never what? They will never scatter the world. They will not scatter themselves. And they gather themselves together in what? In Babel. To build that tall tower to reach God. Whilst God has given them the provided way to come to him, now they were building what? A tall distance to get to him. They want their own way. He was there. Abraham was there. And when he has what? Confused them. That's what the scripture is saying. What? He also was coming out and he found favor. See, the scripture says he found favor. Amen.
Amen.
He was one of them, but he found favor. So the prophet said, who was Abraham? Who was he that God should call? Save him without anything. Amen.
Amen.
As we heard the other time, when Bradley was preaching about the word, unconditional. Amen. Salvation. Save him without anything. God makes a covenant with man. But man breaks his covenant. See? But God made this covenant with him, himself, swore to it to himself. Man has nothing to do with it. So our salvation, we have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it, my brother, my sister. It's God's own foreknowledge. He done it anyhow. Praise God. See. Now, you will say, well, Brother Branham, then if I become a Christian, I can do anything that I want to do. If that's the way how God has made me, has called me, and has saved me, that I'm saved, from time to eternity, then, Reverend, I can do anything that I want to do. Praise the Lord. Because nothing can change God's mind about my word, about my salvation. I'm saved. So I can do anything, isn't it? And the prophet said, absolutely, yes.
Amen.
If you are a Christian, do anything you want to. Amen. And I will guarantee you, you won't have any desire to do wrong.
Perfection.
Amen. Is it true in our hearts?
Amen.
We are talking about perfection.
Amen.
You can do anything you want to, but the desire to do wrong is not there.
Amen.
Because you have become a place.
Amen.
Not you going standing at a place, but you yourself have become a place where sin is what? Finished. Dead.
Amen.
And all desires are gone.
Amen.
So the prophet said, oh yes, this is a kind of, you are saved, God will never what? God can never change his mind for you, about you. You are saved from time to eternity. Then I can do anything that I want. Because God will not say, yes, absolutely, you can do anything. But I want to tell you, I guarantee to you that
Amen.
You will never desire to do wrong.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, God help us all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he will take us through. Hmm?
Yes.
He knows our weakness.
Yes.
And he will help us through.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The whole thing is that let's give ourselves unto him.
Amen.
Because if we say we will do it ourselves, we can't. Praise the Lord. But if we surrender all to him, then it will be true in our lives. We will never desire to do anything wrong. Amen. It looks like it's so difficult. Hmm? Yes. By man, yes. But through Christ, no.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You do anything. I have always done just what I want to. That's what the prophet is saying. He's saying. He said, if I serve the Lord because I'm afraid to go to hell, I'm not serving him right.
Amen.
So my brother, if it's because hellfire, you don't want to go there, that's why you come to church. But I know that one. Amen.
Amen.
You are because of hell. Let me go to church. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, no. That's not the right way of serving him. Amen. He said, it's just like if I live true to my wife because I'm afraid she will divorce me, then I'm not a very good husband. Huh? I had to check how I talk to my wife so that he will not get angry. No. But it is what? It is what? He said, but I wouldn't hurt her for nothing because I love her.
Amen.
So it's what? Love.
Amen.
Amen. Love him because he first loved you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just let that godly love begin to work between you and your God. The way how he loved you, look at the love he loved you, and then try to also do as much as you can to love him also.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so your wife issue, you and your wife, is a question of loving your wife. That's all. Love your wife. Amen. And if you love your wife, it is like what? You love your own self. You will not hurt her. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I know here, every husband loves his wife. I know. In this house, I know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sister Shida, Buddha loves you. Amen. Good. Amen. That's how it is with Christ. When a man is born of the Spirit of God, not because he shouted, spoke in tongues, or some emotion, but in his heart, love come in and taking the place of the world. I tell you, he loves him, he walks by him every day. Amen. You don't have to tell him it is wrong to do this or that or the other. He knows it is wrong and he walks. He is ordained product. Oh my. The prophet can really give really good words that really touches a man's heart. He said, you are a product. Ordained product of God's sovereign grace. Amen. And so now it becomes what? It becomes impossible. Amen. For you that have been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and made partakers of the Holy Ghost ever. You see, he said, now listen. Now, we have sometimes believed that now we are coming to the answer. So that for a close, okay. We have sometimes believed that a man who once was enlightened and fell away, but the Bible doesn't read it that way. Amen. When we read it, it looks as if a man that has what, been enlightened and have what? Have tasted of all these good things of what? Of the word. See, have tasted of the heavenly gifts and have been partakers of the Holy Ghost and tasted of the good word of God and powers of the world to come. And then if he will fall away, then what? To renew them again unto repentance and all. No, sir. The prophet, that is not it. But it is what? Now, we have sometimes believed that a man who once was enlightened and fell away again, but the Bible doesn't read it that way. It's absolutely impossible for a man, he said that, that receives the Holy Spirit to forever fall away. You see? Now read it and find out if that isn't right. Watch here. Take the text, the whole text and the content. Now, he is the beginning to talk about what it is. Let us go on to perfection. Not canal, having the foundational here, doctrines and those. But the subject is what? Perfection. And perfection comes by Christ. And how did he get in Christ? By joining a church? No, sir. By one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. One, not by tongue, not by shaking hands or by water baptism, but by one spirit, we are baptized into one body. You got it? That's the perfection. Now, the question of, let's read that place again. It said, we sometimes believe that the man who has once been enlightened and fell away again, but the Bible doesn't say it. It's absolutely impossible for a man, that have received the Holy Spirit to ever fall away. Amen. That's the meaning. Praise the Lord. Because he knows very well that he, whatever he does will be what? Crucifying Christ afresh.
Amen.
It's in him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so he will never, ever do it. Praise God. That's what the prophet said. Now, he's beginning to... Okay. He said, read all the text. Watch it. The whole text and the content. That's what it means. Amen. My brother, true. As we have what received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brother, believe it in your heart. You will never fall away. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. That whoever he has saved, it is time to eternity. Nothing will make you what? Fall away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord.
Amen.
That nothing will. That's why Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? Can something separate us from the love of God? My brother, see, sometimes it looks so, the world looks so strong and so difficult, but my brother, no, sir. No. Amen. Sometimes you yourself sit down, unless in you can confirm that something can separate you from this message. Can something separate you? No. You fall, you will come back. Amen. But that doesn't mean that always go and fall. Amen. You make the mistakes, but you quickly we come back. I see people smiling. Amen. Say, so, oh, then I thank God that even in my fall, I'm still. But my brother, don't think about falling. Eh?
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Because one day you fall and then you can never rise up again.
Amen.
What about that? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Like the story I gave sometime. A man having the opportunity to see the kingdom of God and then hell. Amen. He had the opportunity to see them. They opened the door for him. Go in there. This other door downstairs is to hell. But this one that is open before you is to heaven. So go in there. He went, he saw really serene how everything looks so good. People praising God, rejoicing, and everything looks so decent. This man came back to the angel and said, please, you let me just go and see how hell also is. Amen. He said, do you want to? He said, yes. I just want to go and see how hell is. I said, okay. The lift came down, opened the door. He went. As he was going, he heard what? Real. He saw many of his friends rejoicing. Say, hey, you've come. We are rejoicing here. Praise the Lord. Oh, see, maybe one man with what? Three ladies rejoicing. Say, wow! Praise the Lord. Say, come. Say, okay, you wait. So he went back. He told the angel, say, hey, that's how hell is. I saw many of my friends there. Mine. So the angel asked him, so what's your choice? So you see, many of my friends were there, you see. So please, I just want to go there. Amen. So just say, look at the place over here you went first. That's the joy that is there. Not that kind of. So, see, I saw many of my friends, my classmates, college mates. I never knew that's how hell is. So, okay, go. So, the lift came back again. The door opened. Hey, but where am I? Is that this place I came? Hey, come and see God. Satan with whip, beating people, kicking them. Hey. Say, hey, how are you standing? Come here! So, oh no! Oh, before they were this and the demons have just taken a hold of him, push him somewhere. Hey! Say, I want to go back, please. You're going where? Say, but. I came here first time. I saw you people rejoicing here. I said, ah, to entice you. I did that to entice you. But this is the real life here. Praise the Lord. So all what is going on in the world is enticing. Enticing you to what? Come in. Praise the Lord. Let's look onto the musicians come. Let's look onto him. We are perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. Nothing can what? Separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many love him?
Amen.
Oh, we give glory to God. Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
You are so good. The
amen.
Lord, you pay the price for us.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Deeper. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are going deeper and we are going higher.
Amen.
Amen. Deeper into the word and he's taking us what? Higher and higher. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's stand and just sing and rejoice. Give glory to God.
In the love of Jesus, dwelling me grow. I am in that school of wisdom, full of wisdom. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I feel higher and higher every day. Blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word, deep, deep, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still. Life is wholly lost in Jesus.
Sat alone beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched himself and shivered in the shadows. Oh, all is changed when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, when Jesus comes, the tempter's bow is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He comes and shivers in the cold. All is changed when Jesus comes to stay. From cold and dead, the evil spirit drove me among the tombs. see their broken heart and left them sad and lonely. When Jesus came and dwelt in suffering, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He can that fills a life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus, oh, when Jesus comes, the tempter's call is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are taken easy. Oh, he can, oh, and fill the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down so. Oh, kick him down, down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down so. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Kick the orphan, he has come. Let's hold to his unchanging. Oh, praise the Lord, praise his name, and be garrisoned by prayer. Don't let the devil take your confidence away. Don't you hate your brother, that's the root of bitterness. You've got to walk that way of holiness, of holiness. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down so. Oh, kick him down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down so. Kick that down. Cover your face, cover your feet with reverence and humility. Let's go into action with God's ability. Stand flat footed in your trials. They may be sometimes me. Always remember to call Jesus and say, remember every day that token on display. It's an act of love, so let's go right down. Let's go right down. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down soon. Oh, kick him down, kick him down. Kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down soon. Kick him down. Conquered by tradition, in this day we stand. Like Joshua and Caleb, we are going to take land. But brother, it won't be easy. It's not a flowery bed of peace. Remember that old devil living to space. Don't let him have you prove what you're gonna do. For we are that seven peaks, so we'll just be, we'll just be. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down so. Oh, kick him down, kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden, so kick that
up. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord that he paid that price for us. And he said, once that we have been saved,
we have been saved time and eternity. Amen. We have been perfected. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, with all these witnesses around us, let us lay aside every weight of sin. Praise the Lord. And let us run with patience the race that is before us. Looking at nothing other than, don't look at this world, don't look at anything, but looking unto Him, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who is what? He is our Lord and God, our faith, our finisher of everything, that we will be led onto the path of righteousness. So, brethren, as we call upon our precious brother David, if you have anything upon your heart, just lift it up before the Lord and say, Lord, say, Lord, help me. I know the Lord, I cannot do it myself, but you are the one who is perfect, and I want you to take my hands. I don't want to hold your hands, but you hold my hands now, so that any storm that comes, any wind that comes, I know that you never let my hand go, and you take me to the place where, Lord, you have prepared for me. Let it be on your heart, as precious brother, lead us in prayer. Who's in prayer? Glory to bless you, brother.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord. Father, for your plan of redemption.
Amen.
Lord, for without it, Lord, how could we sing the redemption song, Lord? How would we be gathered here today, Lord?
Yes.
Father, as you showed us through your word, that Father, through Calvary's tree, Lord, you have perfected us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, when we, Lord, when the world would look at us, Father, and even ourselves at times, Lord, when Satan would come, Father, with a deceptive thought to show us our weaknesses, Lord. But Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can look to the cross.
Amen.
Father God, that we can look to the cross, and Lord, even we could sing that song that, Lord, He paid it all.
Amen.
How we thank you for that, Lord. Father, and how we want to pray, Lord, tonight. Lord, as you've spoken to us, Lord. Father, showing us, Lord, that our perfection is not in ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, it's in the finished work of Calvary.
Amen.
And Lord, our heart's desire, Lord, is not, Father, just to be familiar with this word in a carnal way, but Lord, we desire that this word would be real to us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that we'd live our lives, Lord, as those who are perfect. Father, we'd live our lives, Lord, victorious, O God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord God, for even the prophet said, Lord, when the bride realizes who she is, then she'll go in the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, how our hearts yearn for that day, Lord. Father, we don't desire, Lord, to be stuck down here, Lord, with the rot of this world.
That's right.
So, Father, we pray to you, Lord God, Father, that this word that we heard, may our hearts be a prepared ground.
Hallelujah.
So that your word can find a resting place, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, so that we wouldn't be forgetful hearers.
Yes,
Lord. But Lord, that even, Lord, in our daily lives, in our daily ministration, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, it will be manifest, Lord, in our lives, the way we lead our lives.
Amen.
The foolish and vain things that we'd put them away, Lord. Father God, Lord, where Satan would come to us in defeat, Father, we'd be able to stand before him, Lord, using your word.
Amen.
Because you've overcome him already, so we too are overcomers.
Amen.
So we're praying now, Lord God. Father, you know the desires of your children.
Yes, Lord.
You know what's in our hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we pray that, Lord God, let, Lord, our lips, Father God, the fruits of our lips, Lord, be acceptable to thee.
Amen.
Father, this day we've set aside to consecrate ourselves, Lord. Father, having many needs, being a needy people.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we know, Lord, that Father, you are our God, you are our Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And Lord, we are not fatherless. So Lord, you would hear our cry, Lord. Father, you would meet our needs, Lord.
Mm.
Father, Lord God, you said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Lord, even in your word, you said you are I am.
Amen.
So Lord, our needs which we have, we pray that you'd meet them not tomorrow.
Mm.
But oh God, that you'd raise up our faith, Lord, to receive, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that which we need even today.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we look to you because, Lord God, we have no other to look unto, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, nor do we desire to look unto anyone else. Lord God, but all our purposes, all our plans, Father, we just lay them, Lord God, at the altar. And we're praying, oh God, that you'll meet our every need.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we're praying, Lord, thou knowest indeed how we desire to build a tabernacle for thee.
Amen.
Lord, not just a building, but a place that you'll abide in, Lord.
Oh, yes,
Lord, a place Jesus. Where you'll meet us, Lord, and
Amen.
Fellowship with us. So, Lord, we're praying that you'd hasten our efforts.
Amen.
Lord God, where there's discouragement, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord,
Amen.
That Satan would move out the way,
yes,
so that your will can be accomplished, Lord, in the
Amen.
Lives of your people.
Amen.
For, Father, it's our heart's desire to please you, Lord.
Amen.
And you promised us, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, you'd raise a standard, oh God.
Glory be to
Father, we have a raised standard of your word. And we want,
glory,
Lord God,
Lord.
Our faith to meet that standard of
yes,
your word, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we're praying, Lord God, even tomorrow for the work in Carlo.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, you have seen in this week how Satan has desired to rise up.
Mm.
But Lord God, even as we heard
in
your word today,
Jesus.
That Lord, you are in this message.
Yes.
Oh God, and we're praying, oh Lord, as we stand for this message, we're standing for you.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, where the enemy has desired, Lord, to come and bring disruption. But we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that the power of the devil will be broken.
Amen.
That Lord, Lord God, our sister will be restored unto us,
Amen.
Lord, even tomorrow.
Amen.
Lord, we look to you because you promised us.
Yes.
And Lord, we know that you're not a man who to make a promise in vain.
Yes.
But Lord God, you said if your people, which are called by your name, Lord,
mm.
shall humble themselves and call upon you, Father.
Amen.
Then Lord God, you'll meet us. We have done that, Lord. We have met the requirement.
Yes, Lord.
So we're going out with boldness, Lord, knowing that you indeed will meet us.
Amen.
And give us, Lord God, that which we ask of thee. For it's not for ourselves, but it's for thy will and for thy kingdom, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we look to you, Lord, for grace and for mercy for all of our needs, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, if there's sickness, we pray, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Sickness, Lord, you gave it to us 2,000 Amen. Years ago. So, Lord, let your children meet, Lord God.
Oh,
raise up our
yes,
faith to
Lord
accept
Jesus.
Our healing, Lord.
Amen.
Father, whatsoever need it may be,
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you know it, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we just commit ourselves to you, Father, once again. We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you for mercies.
Yes.
Lord. We thank you indeed, Lord God, that tonight we came expecting to hear from you.
Amen.
And truly we heard from you. It was not a man.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Lord, we appreciate, Lord God, our brother. Father God, granting, Lord, at the last minute, Lord, but indeed he just yielded himself to you so that you could use him, Lord. We pray you'd restore strength unto him, restore virtue, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, even before leaving this place, Lord, to your testimony, your love, Lord God, for your children. Lord, we think of, Lord God, Father, even those lepers, Lord Jehovah God, but there was one that came back to thank you, Lord. And Lord God, we thank you for the testimony of our brother.
Amen.
That Lord, as he stood for this message, Lord, he stands as a light in his workplace.
Amen.
And Lord, the enemy tried to come in, Lord God, with cunningness. But Lord, we are thankful that you broke that fetter, Lord.
Oh,
Father,
yes,
we rejoice
sir.
Together with our brother.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray looking to you to do many mighty works. For we promise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That everything you do for us will come back into your house and
yes,
glorify
Lord Jesus.
And praise you, O Lord.
We thank
Father,
you,
Lord. We're so thankful for that. We're thankful for the jobs you've given to the young people.
We thank you,
we
Lord,
thank you Lord, for the college places, Lord. Father, and we're trusting
you,
will be with them in all, Father. Lord, now be with us, Lord. Be with us as we go our separate ways.
Thank you, Lord.
Please
Jesus.
Give us traveling mercies. Keep us safe as you
yes,
brought us
Lord
here.
Jesus.
Lord, those that will travel to Kalo, we ask for traveling mercy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, the sisters that where they are gathered, we pray you'll be in their midst, Lord.
Amen.
Bless, Lord God, even the very occasion, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, it may be acceptable in your sight. Lord God, we pray that, Lord God, may your Holy Spirit, Lord, be tender, may it whisper to our souls.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That, Lord, will be in expectation, Father, to meet with you once again on Sunday, Lord. Grant us grace as we commit and give everything back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Our precious sister, mommy.
God richly bless you.
How's our precious brother? Amen. The children? Amen. Amen. Welcome.